Tickets are available for $20 and can be bought through iwacanada.ca. The event is scheduled to take place at the Upper Hall of the Spire on 82 Sydenham Street. Doors at 5 p.m., opening bell will be at 5:30. Be sure to check out cfrc.ca and iwacanada.ca for additional event details. We hope to see you there, and we hope you're ready to rock the Spire.
It is 11 p.m. and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall in Kingston, Ontario. Welcome to hour 15 of CFRC's inaugural funding drive radiothon, special programming since 8 a.m. this morning and until 8 a.m. tomorrow. I feel like this is kind of the official start of the late night shift. This is the Witching Hour Radiothon special episode with me, your host, DJ Crusher, aka Chris. When I was thinking of the theme for the show tonight, I thought, what is going to keep people up? What does CFRC listeners want? How can I hold them hostage and make their ears bleed? So I landed on Divorced Dad Rock. And you might be wondering, what is Divorced Dad Rock? I was having a hard time coming up with words to describe it that did not involve vibe or energy. So I did look up a definition. So the definition we have is an internet slang term most often used to define rock, hard rock, and nu metal bands that were popular in the late 90s and mid-2000s through early 2010s, which are perceived to be stereotypically listened to by divorced dads and also deeply connected with butt rock. So that's our definition. That's the gist. I feel like the rest is, again, just a vibe. If you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't. But hopefully by the end of this episode, you will get it. For our first set, there's a plethora of Canadian content in this genre. I don't know what that phenomenon is. Let me know if you have any theories. But we're going to start off with 3 Days Grace, an absolute staple of divorced dad rock. And they have a new single, their first song with their original singer since 2013. And it is everything that I needed it to be. And it solidified my decision for this episode. So yeah, we're starting off with 3 Days Grace. We're gonna start off with a classic, perfectly captures the absolute melodrama of this genre, only reachable by someone's dad. So we're going with Animal I Have Become from their 2006 album, 1X. Shout out to May, who said she always listened to this in her childhood. And I feel like that makes sense. All with love. And then we are gonna go right into their new single released last week, Mayday. I'm not gonna say it's good, but I'll say it's something. So stay tuned. We're going to have a special guest later on, perhaps. Maybe if she's not too sleepy, we'll see. Put on your stained white undershirt, crack a bevy, and lock in for this first set because it's all downhill from here.
I can't.
gosh.
Okay, so those last few songs, you just heard Remedy by Seether, which summoned Jesse into the room. God. Before that, we had our two 3 Days Grace tracks, their OG and then the new track. Tell me about your feelings about Remedy by Seether. You have big ones, I can tell.
Seether, Josie Scott, who has been in the news because he sued about the Spider-Man one. You remember like Spider-Man, I need a hero to save me.
I didn't watch Spider-Man.
So there was a theme song. It was like Josie Scott, Chad Kroeger from Nickelback.
Oh, okay.
And it was like the theme for the movie.
Oh,
and he ended up suing for like licensing stuff. So that's also on my mind. Seether and Remedy, when that song came out, and this is something I know you're going to touch on, a lot of the things on this playlist were used as theme songs for WWE pay-per-views, where it's like it would be in the hype package. They're like, we want to thank Seether for their song Remedy, the official song of SummerSlam 2006. So that was my exposure to a lot of this. And look, folks, if you're a fan of The Witching Hour, this is like pure uncut Witching Hour coming up.
Yes, this is unfiltered.
There are some truly wild picks on this list, including what you're hearing underneath us, Stricken.
By Disturbed, yeah.
Disturbed is another choice, but yes, this genre is like the iconic wrestling music.
I was thinking in my head, this is going to be like, some of these tracks are definitely going to be a sleeper agent activator for you and Lauren.
Oh my God.
Because I was like, this has to be someone's wrestling theme.
So usually it's not the individual wrestlers, because the WWE is famously cheap and will not spring for licensing multiple times, but these are themes from shows that are like iconic to me. Lauren isn't quite as versed just because they got into it later, but for me who grew up, I'm like inundated by bands like Finger 11 or some you've never even heard of, like Trust Company, or like just the most obscure early 2000s kind of like butt rock.
I was gonna say, I also, since chance to promo our IWA Funding Drive Wrestling event coming up on Saturday. Get your tickets November 30th.
You can get them at the door.
And I desperately want Lauren, who will be calling
on commentary,
who will be doing commentary, I desperately want them to walk out to one of these songs.
Oh, there's some good choices.
I want it so bad. I've been picturing it. I was laughing maniacally to myself earlier listening to this playlist, thinking of Lauren walking out to the announcer's table.
Animal I Have Become is a very funny choice for Lauren and Jeff to walk to the ring.
I was thinking a few. There's quite a few of these.
There's a few. Honestly, Finger 11.
I was thinking a track that's coming up in not our next set, but the set after. I think I would actually explode if they walked out to that. I'll name it when it comes up.
That's right.
I don't want spoilers right now.
And it's so tough. But folks, yes, do come to the wrestling show. Portion of the proceeds goes to CFRC's funding drive. CFRC is getting a donation regardless, but the more people that come, the more money I can add to it. Tickets are available at the door. You can also order online in advance, iwacanada.ca. It's $20. Money goes towards the great stuff we do here at CFRC, supporting things like Chris's work with the Local Journalism Initiative program, supporting my work with like our sports division, supporting the great music programming that we've got coming up later tonight and into tomorrow morning. So CFRC.ca, donate. And hey, if you donate like $50, you show me the receipt, I'll let you hit me with a chair.
Yeah.
I got no problem with that. It's not as bad as you'd think.
Okay, give us $50 and hit Jesse with a chair. Yeah. That is the new funding drive.
Steel folding chair. I got to provide the chair. I don't want to get hit with like some ancient like Amish mahogany rocker, because that thing's
That's built to last. Yeah.
And it's going to cripple me. You can do the steel chair though.
You can take it?
Oh,
okay.
You could take it.
Okay.
It's a lot of clatter, not a lot
of
force.
Hit the entire CFRC staff with a steel chair and
I won't offer Chance and Lauren, but I think Chris could take it.
Thank you.
Because it's like, if they want to, they're welcome to.
Yeah, I'm DJ Crusher.
That's right.
I can take it.
You will crush that chair. Oh, we can't. I was going to say, we can't play this next song underneath us.
Yeah, that's our cue that we've been yapping too long. And I will say also, before we move on, though, a lot of these were last minute picks, and I received one from Emma.
Oh, my.
But you had already played it earlier on your 8th grade dance special.
Oh, was it Hinder?
Yes, it was Lips of an Angel. She literally said, I'm tuned in to hear Lips of an Angel by Hinder, and I had to break the news.
Better go back a couple hours.
Yeah, head to the archives, listen to our 8th grade dance special.
CFRC.ca. Emma, if you are listening, around the 8 p.m. marks, that'd be hour 2, is where you've got Hinder content coming in.
So I know she really desperately wants to hear that song on air. So
you know what? If you got to repeat, you got to repeat. It's okay. It's Radio Thon. There are no rules.
It's true. We'll see what happens. Anything could happen tonight.
That's anything could happen on the Witching Hour.
Yes, that is famously how this show goes.
The tagline.
Anyone who was here last night knows that. So our next song is going to be another wild pick that I think Jesse's really excited about
This is insane because this is like, we're going to tell you, it's Nickelback. But it's probably not a Nickelback song you remember hearing because this, like, lead balloon.
Some of the most insane lyricism.
Yes. The music video doubles down on that. And I will tell that to Chris off mic because it might be a little too spicy air.
Because this next set is already pretty spicy. We can't overload with the spice.
Yes.
Because this is the kind of theme here. It's the divorced dad getting back out there.
Oh, he's on the market again.
Yeah. Okay. He's, you know, wildly inappropriate.
Yeah. Talking to people way too young.
Yeah. It's the energy of like Closer by Nine Inch Nails coming on the car with your family and like nobody changes it and it's really uncomfortable.
That has happened.
It's happened to everyone who was born like around circa 2000.
Anyone who's listening to this show, that has certainly happened to
them.
Yes,
for sure. That's my demographic, is people who had that experience. So our next few songs are all capturing that vibe of trashy, desperate, extremely inappropriate. So we're starting off with She Keeps Me Up by Nickelback, banger. And then we're going with Paralyzer by Finger 11, another Canadian icon.
That
two
nearly
Canadian
made,
icons in a row.
I nearly stole that from you again. That nearly made the cut.
It's a
for
good
the
one.
Dance.
It's a good one.
Very close.
And then after that, we have Move Your Body by My Dirty Space. And if you just see the cover of this, you already know it's going to be like completely unhinged and all of their stuff. I'm just like, I can't say on air what I think of this man, but I think he is filthy and perverted.
There's something wrong with him.
There's something like, he's just always thinking about this.
Yeah. Oh, very clearly. It's undergirds.
All the covers are like just so
over the top.
Over the top. That's the word for
it. It's like, it's so over the top. It stops being titillating. It just becomes like very strange. It's like, what is your problem?
It's like, okay, one album. Okay.
Yeah.
Like
everyone. Everybody gets one. And then it's like, it's like Marilyn Manson. Like, okay, you've shocked us. What else do you have for me?
Yeah. And that's where I'm at with My Darkest Days. But at the same time, I have been listening to this song a concerning amount in the last week leading up to this episode.
I just can't believe we're playing She Keeps Me Up. It's not like a particularly inappropriate song. It's just nobody has thought about this. Well, yes, but
it's
not.
It's inappropriate just because like it actually makes you lose brain cells.
Yes, it's like inappropriate
like,
of how bad it is.
It will actually deal you psychic damage.
It's not fit for human consumption, I think is probably the way to phrase it.
And I think that really sets up our next set.
Mm.
Yep. So please enjoy this next filthy, raunchy, absolutely depraved set on the Witching Hour, on the Divorced Dad Rock episode of the Witching Hour.
She thinking she's a twisted trickster. Everybody wants to be the sister's mister. Coca-Cola roller coaster. Love her even though I'm not supposed to. Monkey little monkey, she's a twisted trickster. Everybody wants to be the sister's mister. Coca-Cola roller coaster. Love her even though I'm not supposed to. She keeps me up, I keep you up. She keeps me up, I keep you up. All night, all night. She keeps me up, I keep you up. She keeps me up, I keep you up. All night, all night. Go, go, get it, go, go.
Standing still, if your body matches what your eyes can do, you're
Okay, so that last saucy set was Move Your Body by My Darkest Days. Before that, Paralyzer by Finger 11. I think the only song we can say is genuinely a banger. Sorry, not sorry. And before that, we had She Keeps Me Up by Nickelback. You know, rave reviews for that one. And yeah, I think that is a wrap on that energy. Next up, we're kind of headed into something that I think just exemplifies this genre, which is just drama to the max. Like, nobody can be more dramatic than, like, a 40-year-old man or, like, a 13-year-old girl. And that's where I think the crossover comes, because I feel like any girl who was born around, like, 2000 or 90s, like I was really weirdly into this genre, like, in a way that is not explainable. And I think it's just the high drama of it all. All the lyrics are, like, you think you're an anime protagonist or something. And yeah, or they're like about going to war. And I know none of these people are going to war. Just, yeah, really dramatic. So that's kind of what we're going for in the next set. You know, you're walking into that court case and you're going to lose, but you're going to be really pumped about it. And I have to sincerely apologize to everyone who was at the Arc today while I was putting the set list together. And I was laughing maniacally during my workout, creating an extremely unsafe space for everyone, because I just couldn't hold it in. I feel very passionately about this next set. So we're going to start off with Disturbed. And it was really hard to narrow it down to just one. And honestly, shout out to Disturbed. I did go to their concert when I was in high school. And low-key, very talented. High-key, very talented. Their singer is actually, like, the vocals are crazy. But some of their choices I cannot stand behind. And this next song is a choice that I cannot stand behind. I'm going to play Indestructible, which starts off with, like, war noises, which is already insane. So we're going to skip over that for the most part. And then it's just so intense. For why? I don't know. I don't know what situation this is for. It's for me at the gym, laughing maniacally. And then after that, we have some Breaking Benjamin. I was a big Breaking Benjamin girly when I was, like, 13. And I went with a classic. I went with I Will Not Bow. Again, keeping the intensity that is just, like, has no place in any normal person's life. Then after that, we're going to have Your Betrayal by Bullet for My Valentine. Again, it was hard to narrow it down, but I feel like these ones just really represent the absolute melodrama that is so not warranted that really defines this genre. So those are our next picks. That's our next set. And then I think we're headed, we have more time than I thought we did. So lucky you, you're going to get even more songs after that. So yeah, enjoy this next set right here on CFRC 101.9 FM in hour 15 of our Radiothon specials. So that last set was our dramatic, our unwarranted dramatic set. So we had Indestructible by Disturbed, which is the track I want Lauren to walk out to for the IWA wrestling event, because I think that would be...
It seems like there's a lot of opinions on that, of like what they should walk out to.
There are. I think, yeah. You know, it's all up to Lauren and Jeff at the end of the day. But yeah. I think Indestructible by Disturbed is my pick for them to walk out to.
I think it works.
And that I think it captures their energy.
Yeah.
Then after that, we had I Will Not Bow by Breaking Benjamin and Your Betrayal by Bullet for My Valentine.
Solid lineup today.
Classics. And I have DJ Mayhem joining me now, Woo! Who you will also have for the next hour.
2 hours.
Next 2 hours. And then yeah. I will return for that second hour. So,
yeah. Our programs fed perfectly into each other, because you did Divorce Dad Rock and I'm doing Male Manipulator like after midnight.
Yes, so. I think it's perfect. And we came up with those independently without yeah. telling each other.
Yeah, we lived together. So.
Brain melded together.
Yes, too much carpet
time. And then after that, we have communal carpet time, yes. And then after that, we have Evil Girl Music, which I think is also a good send-off from those two themes.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be fun.
It's a good night.
We're lurking in the library.
We are lurking, along with a few other CFRC friends.
The latest that I've ever been in the station at
really?
Night. Oh, well, 2 a.m. Because we're going to be here till like 2 a.m.
When were you here till 2 a.m.?
No, I'm saying this is going to be the longest.
Oh, yes.
I've never been here past...
I was going to say, I was like, you've been here past 12.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think this might be... That's hard to say. I've been here pretty darn late a lot.
Yeah. I'm not... I don't have access. I'm only allowed till midnight.
Oh, it's true. I have extra special access. I am I am a VIP at FUFC, actually, so...
I'm not VIP.
But shout out to the guy who called in to let me know that She Keeps Me Up is Booty, because that's our backtrack. Just yeah. make sure you can hear it again. I know he really wants to hear it again, so I yeah. thought I'd put it on. And I also wanted to shout out my friend Tess, who went to a Nickelback concert.
Nice.
She loves Nickelback.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we're so heading into the end of our show.
Boo.
The end of our Divorced Dad Rock Hour. So I hope if you walked in not knowing anything about it,
you now are educated.
You're educated. You're so yeah. welcome.
This is what it's like to be stuck in the car with your dad for an hour, driving you back to your mom's house. That's what this is like.
This is the experience.
Can confirm.
What an emotional roller coaster.
I was there. It was rare. I was there.
I brought a witness in to talk yes. about their firsthand experience.
Yes. Yep.
So can confirm this is accurate. And we're going to finish off. How much time do we have? We got like 8 minutes.
8 minutes.
So I think I'm going to play both of our last songs because we actually have time before DJ Mayhem takes over for the next hour with Male Manipulator Music.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
In hour 16 of our Radiothon specials. So we're going to play Let the Sparks Fly by Thousand Foot Crutch, Canadian band.
Nice.
Many Naruto edits made to this song, yes. so I thought it was important to include. And then we're finishing off with Last Resort by Papa Roach.
You have to.
Which I think is just such a good send-off for this yeah. episode. I couldn't put it anywhere else in the set list. It just fit right there. And I added that like an hour ago.
It's amazing. It honestly perfectly encompasses everything.
Thank you. I'm often told that I have a very good show and a very good structure and a perfect brain.
You
just
heard
like that caller who called in just to tell me a song was ass. That often happens on this show. Yeah.
But you intended it to be that way, so it was on purpose.
Exactly, exactly. So please enjoy these last two songs here on the Witching Hour. The Witching Hour Radiothon special, Divorced Dad Rock. And next up, DJ Mayhem.
Woo!
Woo! Good night.
Good night.
Follow it away. you into the night. There's nowhere to hide. There's nothing but darkness left here. Check it off and let's take a ride. Cause heaven's not far away. And I'm not gonna leave you here. Let me take you in.
CFRC's funding drive is now underway. Join us at the Upper Hall of the Spire on Saturday, November 30th for Wrestling School of Rock in partnership with our friends at the Independent Wrestling Academy. The show is main evented by an Academy Championship match between Alexi Ormov and Geriatric. Also watch as Billy